Hi, everyone, and welcome to Bad Bleeps of the Bible. Yes, hello again, everyone. Nice to see you here. Nice to see you in the middle of March. We just completed St. Patrick's Day, which was wild here in Chicago, as it always is. And I hope that you and yours had a blessed St. Patrick's Day as well. What is happening? Just a quick reminder that if you're new here, Bad Bleeps is where we take all of those unsung stories of the Bible and reveal them in all their twisted and wild and treacherous entirety. And this month, we're telling only the story of women who defied the, honestly, biblical, subservient, and demure stereotypes of the Bible to earn their statuses as true bad bleeps. And today's bleep did just that. She literally saved the dynastic line that would one day, and through many, 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 many generations, eventually lead to the Messiah of the New Testament, Jesus himself. This bleep saved him. If it wasn't for her, Jesus would not exist. She was a princess who defied an evil queen. She put herself literally in the crosshairs of the queen's murderous rampage, and she did it all. Why? Well, because she's one bad bleep. I'm so excited to tell you the story of a true bad bleep of the Bible, Jehosheba. We're back in the Old Testament in a time of absolute political upheaval. Previously, the land of Israel was united. They were united under the wise and legendary King David. We've covered him. Amazing guy, amazing-ish guy, potentially of the rainbow spectrum. But yes, we were under the wise and legendary King David, who then later gave the throne to his son, the wise Solomon, who we just covered or just kind of touched on in our Queen of Sheba episodes. And this was a great time. Things were peaceful. Everything was well and good. They were hanging gardens. It was fabulous. But as Solomon's rule waned, and as his son Rehoboam then came to the throne, fissures began to appear in the beautiful and peaceful tranquility of the kingdom. And these fissures eventually turned into literally cavernous cracks. Can I say literally one more time? Take a drink every time I say literally in this episode. But yes, the peace of Israel's kingdom eventually came to a close when Rehoboam ascended to the throne. And these cavernous cracks led to the fracturing of the entire kingdom of Israel into two parts. We had the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was called the kingdom of Israel, and the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah. And sadly, and I'm sure much to the chagrin of Sky Daddy, neither side, neither north nor south, seemed to uphold any of the values that once had united them. Specifically, neither of them wanted anything to do with the worship of God. And from this chaos arose the evil Athaliah. Athaliah was a political mastermind, honestly, who literally, take a drink, would let nothing stand in her way in her rise to power. She was a woman of the northern kingdom, but more than that, she was the daughter of the infamous and the notorious ultimate evil couple that was Ahab and Jezebel. We've covered them. Amazing in a bad way, people. So girl, truly, Athaliah had some very, I guess, if you are an Avatar fan, Azula-esque vibes from the get-go. Very power-hungry, knew what she wanted, and was not going to let anything stand in her way. And with the mysterious deaths of her husband, the king, and then equally mysterious death of their son, the heir to the throne, Athaliah seized the opportunity to claim that throne for herself. Now listen, I know I shouldn't be rooting for Athaliah, honestly, but she's giving boss babe in the best way possible. And while I'm not condoning any of her actions, everyone, I love a femme fatale. I think she's amazing, but what can you do? And truly, what a femme fatale she was. Her hunger for power knew zero bounds. She had no issues getting rid of any obstacles in that path to power. I mean, we just found out she killed her own husband and her own son. So clearly, any threats to her reign as queen were dealt with quickly and efficiently, including the deaths of the descendants of David's lineage, those folks from whom the very promised Messiah, Jesus, would one day emerge. This evil queen was literally about to obliterate the line from which the future savior of the world would come from. And who was going to stop her? Well, the savior of our story, an equally incredible, albeit in a much more wholesome way, is our bad bleep, Jehosheba. So amidst the chaos of Athaliah's reign was another princess and another queen, if you ask me. Jehosheba was actually the sister to the slain king. So remember the king that was killed by Athaliah? This was his sister. And she was obviously then the aunt to the slain heir to the throne. And honestly, I don't know her relationship with the queen Athaliah herself. We don't know anything about it. It remains shrouded in mystery. So honestly, it begs the question, was Athaliah aware of her? Did she not view Jehosheba as a threat to her throne? The answer is maybe yes, and possibly because Jehosheba was perhaps not a threat, because up to this point, she was honestly inconsequential. Jehosheba was chill. So chill, in fact, that she was married to a priest and was just living her life. But as the wife of a priest and the sister to the king, she found herself in a very unique position to both understand the gravity of the situation of Athaliah's rule, and she understood that this was her opportunity to protect the royal lineage of Judah. Maybe Jehosheba didn't set out to be a hero in this story, but the gravity of this situation definitely compelled her to act. And the boldness in the situation, the absolute bravery, where any action that could be seen as an affront to Athaliah's reign could be met with death, literal death, drink, makes me think of our former bad bleeps like Esther, Ruth, any of those people who are much more well-known. Those people risked everything to save their people, now and into the future. But yet Jehosheba is far less famous, but was for sure equally as brave. With unwavering determination, Jehosheba embarked on a daring rescue mission. Athaliah was very successful in massacring everyone she perceived as a threat to her reign, her entire family, her husband, her son, but she had missed one person. And maybe it was blind ambition, maybe she didn't think, again, this person was a threat, but there was a tiny baby that was destined to be her downfall. Joash, the baby grandson of this evil queen, and the infant destined to reclaim his rightful place, was still alive. Athaliah may not have known this, but Jehosheba did. She knew, and with a quickness, took the child and carried him away to the safety of a far distant temple, where Jehosheba and her husband, the priest, hid the baby and shielded this baby prince from Athaliah's clutches and her crosshairs. They did this for 6 years. And in those 6 years, they nurtured him in all the ways of faith. They taught him to believe in God again, and they prepared him for the destiny that awaited him. All the while Athaliah's reign of terror wreaked havoc throughout the kingdom. That is, until she didn't. In the 7th year of Athaliah's reign, Jehosheba and her priest husband decided, now was the time. Now was the time to overthrow the rule of the evil queen and reveal the rightful heir to the throne of the kingdom. Not sure what really prompted this action, but sure, yeah, reveal the 7-year-old to the world. That's fine, he's ready. Regardless, Jehosheba and her husband priest forged an agreement with the folks in the kingdom who were still defenders of the temple, who still believed in God, and who were sick of this reign of terror. Which turned out to be a lot of people, which turned out to be 99% of the people in the kingdom to this point. But this pact ensured the protection of the baby Joash and would guarantee the overthrow of the evil queen, Athaliah. And when the time was right, this army of revolters, led by Jehosheba and her husband, along with the baby Joash, entered the temple, entered the seat of government. And from here, and to the ringing of shouts from the crowd, the baby, or I guess the toddler, or mid-age baby, Joash, was anointed as the rightful king of Judah. But amidst this celebration, there was a sudden interruption. From the crowd, a cry of treason, treason rang out inside the temple. But it wasn't a crowd yelling this. It was one person. One dastardly evil person. It was the Queen Athaliah, who had stormed into the temple, frantic and furious, screaming those words of treason, treason, treason. Unfortunately, this entering of the temple, entering alone, was a move that would prove to be her downfall. For just as she entered the temple, Athaliah was seized. She was taken. She was dragged from the temple and executed. Finally, this reign of terror had ended and a reign of peace could commence. And with that, the evil queen, Athaliah, who in her bloodlust let nothing stop her on her way to power, was overthrown. And the line that would one day lead to the Messiah of the New Testament, to Jesus himself, was once again saved and protected. And who do we have to thank for that? Certainly it's not the baby. No, it's all thanks to the bravery of a princess who defied an evil queen, a murderous queen, and protected a holy dynasty. And while the name Jehosheba may not be as well known as the Esthers and the Marys of the Bible, Jehosheba's courage, her cunning, and her bravery cement her as a true bad bleep of the Bible. God, I really like telling that story. This was a fun one to research. It's a fun one to record. It was nice, short, and sweet. It was a fun one to tell. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you didn't, please get in touch. If you did get in touch, you can share those thoughts, those church stories, any trauma that you have. I know we all have it. I have it. Although I was never told this story when I went to church from my father, which I should ask him about this and see if he knows it. But anyway, you can share all those thoughts at badbleepsofthebible@gmail.com. And you can also find Bad Bleeps of the Bible on Insta and TikTok, which I need to update, which I still have not done, which I talk about every time I record this little last piece. You can find Bad Bleeps on Instagram and TikTok at badbleepsofthebible. Sources for today's story can be found in the show notes. And please, thank you to my fellow listeners, my followers. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe, and also share this podcast. Catch you next time, and watch out for evil queens and plotting princesses. Bye!